Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Middle of the week, it's here. Happy Wednesday. Hope you're doing well. Spencer on Sports kicking off local programming here on KGYM. Spencer Wagon, my name. Producer Isaac is along for the ride as well. Not snowing yet. Not sure how much snow we're going to get. I guess in total. We'll hear from our friends at Iowa's News Now coming up on the show. But depending on where you are in the state of Iowa, looking at the forecasts, you could get a lot, you could get a little, you could get nothing. Seems like that's how it's been. At least for the early part of this winter season. We'll keep the weather in mind as we talk about sports with you for the next hour here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Again, 319-366-1600. Our talk or text line wide open for you today. Anything that's on your mind in the sports world you wish to opine on, whether that be college hoops, NFL, NBA, the Pac-12 football schedule release, if you want to talk about that, we could talk about that. Big 12 fans, I know, are still waiting for their football schedule to be released for the upcoming season. The Pac-12 knows their schedule. Some intriguing matchups to start the season here for the Pac-12. We do have a couple Week Zero games coming up with that. We might touch on that later on in the show. Coach Prime, somebody pointed this out on Twitter, and I don't want to turn this into, like, you know, the Pac-12 update. The alliance didn't happen, so we're not, you know, going to all of a sudden talk about our brethren in the Pac-12 like they're, you know, buddies here in Eastern Iowa. But Coach Prime has pretty big gauntlet to start his time at Colorado. We may get to that later on in the show. Going to get to NFL. Plenty of storylines heading into divisional weekend. We finally get to see the top two teams in each conference play this weekend, the Eagles and the Chiefs, respectively, in the NFC and the AFC. Lots of questions surrounding the Eagles, in particular, with the health status of Jalen Hurts. He's going to play. He played in week 18 against those same New York Giants that they're facing this week in the divisional round. But is he fully 100% healthy? We'll hear from ESPN's Eagles reporter Tim McManus, his reporting on what the deal is with Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. Also, some news being made yesterday. Kevin Warren, the now former Big Ten commissioner, announced as the new president and CEO of the Chicago Bears. In Chicagoland yesterday, we'll hear from Kevin Warren and his thoughts on being the new head man for the Chicago Bears. We'll get to that coming up in our NFL segment. A few other news and notes from around the league. It's that time of year too. You're starting to get kind of the off season drama kind of starting to bubble. We talked yesterday about Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. It's their time of the year, particularly Aaron Rodgers, to hey, look at me, I'm Aaron Rodgers. Ignore those teams that are playing football. Talk about me, I'm Aaron Rodgers. Coming from a Packer fan, I bet you didn't expect to hear that. Well, it's the truth. I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything. Well, I saw a story, I'll share it with you, and it kind of ties into a question we talked about briefly your first part of this week. Brock Purdy and his future in San Francisco. Niners have Trey Lance. Trey Lance, he kind of pulled the Kyler Murray, if you will, and put out something cryptic on Instagram. Oh, boy, isn't that such a 2023 sports story? Get into that later on in the program, too. And 319-366-1600. I'll give you the poll question if you want to weigh in on it on the text line, the talker text line. You can vote at kgymradio.com. It has to do with the NFL and the divisional round this weekend. Which underdog has the best chance at winning outright this weekend? And which underdog has the best chance at winning outright this weekend? We give you four options. There's four underdogs this weekend. There's four games, four underdogs. Which underdog has the best chance at winning outright this season, or this weekend, I should say? Jacksonville, the New York Giants, Cincinnati, or Dallas? The respective favorites in those games: Kansas City favored by 8.5, Philadelphia favored by 7.5 against the Giants. The Bills are favored by 4.5 against Cincinnati. And the 49ers, it opened and it stayed there through the first day or two. With that point spread, the Niners are a 3.5-point favorite over the Dallas Cowboys. So which underdog do you think has the best chance at winning outright this weekend? The Jags, the Giants, the Bengals, or the Cowboys? We kind of split down the middle. One vote for the Giants, one vote for the Bengals. So still plenty early if you want to cast your vote at KGYMRadio.com, courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Let's before we get to NFL, want to talk college hoops. Some women's basketball action for you tonight. We had basketball action on our airwaves last night. Two really, really good games in the Big 12. And I don't want to relitigate the whole, one of them was on the regular ESPN, the other one was on ESPN Plus. You know, I kind of understand what ESPN is doing and the Big 12 is doing, putting a game on ESPN Plus. I mean, to be fair to ESPN and kind of play devil's advocate, I don't think anybody thought, you know, we'd be seeing number 7 Texas versus number 12 Iowa State when the schedule was put out and that game was assigned to ESPN Plus. But that's what we got. If you're a fan or a really, really big fan of either of those schools, you found a way to watch or found a way to listen to that game. But kind of disappointing we didn't get two back-to-back top 25 ranked matchups in the Big 12 on the mothership like that. But I mean, honestly, what are you going to do? Still was a great game. We still had two great games in the Big 12 last night. And, boy, what a game it was in Ames last night as the Cyclones take care of business 78-67, knocking off Texas. Of course, a bunch of storylines there. The one big one was Tyrese Hunter returning to Ames, transferring out of Iowa State after last season, going to Austin. That was one of the key storylines last night, and he had a good start to the game, not a great finish. Finished with 10 total points in the game. If I did my math correctly, he scored 9 of his 10 in the first half, so held in check. Probably not the game he wanted to have coming back into Ames, but give a ton of credit to Iowa State on both ends of the floor, defense and offense, for getting the job done, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Texas, if you watched that game last night or saw some of the highlights, Longhorns raced out big lead in that one, made 8 of their first 13 shots from the field in that one, led by as many as 11 points. And Iowa State really said, okay, you know, now we're getting, you know, the old saying, now we go. It seems like that's what was said, and that's the adjustment that was made. Cyclones holding Texas scoreless for extended periods of time in both halves and getting it done last night and knocking off the Longhorns in Ames. Leading scorer last night, Jaron Holmes with 21 points. Caleb Grill, another solid performance with 17 points and 6 rebounds. Gabe Kalscher, who was on ESPN Radio late last night with Freddie and Fitzsimmons, he had 16 points. Oshuni, a solid night, didn't have a ton of points, but 11 points, 7 rebounds, had a block, had a steal, finished 5 of 6 from the floor. And then Taman Lipsey continues his solid play as a freshman. 6 points, but also 6 assists to help Iowa State get that win. Cyclones, like I mentioned, down 11 points as much in the first half, closing the first half on an 18-6 run. And then in that second half, Texas had, and the game was still kind of a seesaw battle. If you watched it last night, you saw that. Cyclones held a 2-point lead in the 8:06 mark of the second half. Then Texas had that second scoreless drought for nearly 5 minutes as that lead went from 2-12 for Iowa State. The Cyclone team is playing some really good basketball. That Hilton magic, although I'm not sure if it was needed yesterday, still the home court advantage has been strong for them. And they got the win, and now they find themselves in a three-way tie for first place in the Big 12, which is you know, there's a lot of season left, and we'll hear from TJ Otzelberger coming up here momentarily, but a lot of games to be played. Still got to get through that second time around, but considering three-way tie for first here January 18th with about a month and 2 weeks to go before you get to the Big 12 tournament, that's a big spot to be in. Of course, it's not how you start, it's how you finish for Iowa State. And T.J. Otzelberger talked with John Walters and Eric Heft in the broadcast last night about that very fact, about being in that three-way tie for first.
Yeah, every game is a challenge. It's the best league in the country, and regardless of what people are ranked, you know every single game is hard. There's 18 hard games in this league, and you got to be ready every night out. So we know we got to turn the page quick and get ready to go to Stillwater, and a lot of respect for their program, and it's going to be a tough one.
Stillwater is where they will go. Oklahoma State is the next opponent for Coach Otzelberger and his Cyclones. Cowboys 1-4 only in Big 12 play, 9-8 overall in the season so far here for the Cowboys and Oklahoma State. They have lost three in a row and four of their last five. The one win in that stretch was over West Virginia. They played kind of a murderer's row of schedule here for 2022, the first part of 2023. You got a road game at Kansas in there on New Year's Eve, beating West Virginia on January 2nd, then Texas, K-State, and Baylor. That is not an easy road by any means. So you can kind of understand where they're at, being 1-4 in Big 12 play. They play Oklahoma tonight, so we're going to see them in action. If you want an early preview of the Iowa State opponent for this weekend, they will take on Oklahoma. But the reason why Iowa State, the Cyclone men, are in that three-way tie is the other epic game. Great basketball finish. You had a court storm last night. You had people celebrating a big win over their rival, which is huge. Kansas State in overtime, an alley-oop dunk from Keontae Johnson. He finished with 24 points, but it was K-State beating Kansas 83-82. They had the court storm last night, and Kansas State getting it done. So you got three teams at 5-1, K-State, Kansas, and Iowa State all at 5-1. Kansas State and Kansas are both at 16-2 overall, while Iowa State sits at 14-3. So that's your upper echelon as of right now. Then with Texas at 4-2, 15-3, TCU, who is in action tonight as well against West Virginia, sitting at 3-2. And then Baylor, who a lot of people said was going to be at or near the top of the league, and still time for them to get back up there. They're 3-3 and 13-5. You have two winless teams in the Big 12, and those teams really aren't all that bad. Maybe Texas Tech, they lost a lot via the portal. They've been dealing with some injuries, some departures, whatever it may be. But West Virginia is still 0-5, 10-7, and Texas Tech 0-6 and 10-8. Texas Tech losing last night to Baylor 81-74. In the Big 12. Big 12 action tonight, I mentioned Oklahoma and Oklahoma State and TCU and West Virginia. From the Big 10 last night, just one game and a much-needed win for Wisconsin. They got Tyler Wahl back. He had missed the last three games. He's their post presence, their big man for the Badgers. They had a strong start to conference play in the Big 10, lost three straight. Got a win, got an important win over a solid Penn State team. A Penn State team that is playing everybody well this year. Wisconsin grinding it out, getting a 63-60 win last night. That was the only Big Ten action on the docket on Tuesday night. Wisconsin in a big tie, a logjam here of four teams, at a 4-3 record, including the Iowa Hawkeyes, who of course will not be playing tonight because of the COVID-19 issues with Northwestern. Still no word on a rescheduled date for that one just yet. But Wisconsin, Michigan State, Illinois, and Iowa all sitting at 4-3 in the Big Ten, right around that same mark. Kind of a similar record for all those teams: 12-6. For Iowa, 12-5. For Wisconsin, 12-6. For Michigan State, and Illinois just a tick better at 13-5. Kind of the team that, at least when you look at their overall record, kind of surprising that they're at or near the top of the Big Ten is Michigan. They are 4-2, just a game and a half out of first. Just 10-7 overall for the Wolverines. Purdue still leading the conference at 6-1. Rutgers sitting at 5-2. and 13-5. Only one game in Big Ten men's action tonight. That is Nebraska taking on Ohio State. Got four games in Big Ten action tomorrow, including the top two teams in the league as of now, Rutgers and Purdue, both playing. We'll talk more about those games tomorrow. Do have Missouri Valley action tonight on the men's side. UNI hosting Illinois State. Drake playing Missouri State tonight. And on the women's side of things tonight, we've got the 10th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes heading to East Lansing. They're there already, taking on the Michigan State Spartans. Iowa's won three in a row. Well, Michigan State has lost three in a row. And Coach Lisa Bluter weighed in. East Lansing has not been an easy place to play for this Iowa team. Their last win there was back in 2018. And Coach Bluter was asked in her Zoom press conference yesterday why that has been. Why is East Lansing such a tough place to play?
Those teams have been pretty darn good over the years, the Michigan State teams. And they've played really, really well at home. It's kind of been a situation where we've lost at their place, but beat them at our place. And whoever was the home team was winning that. Well, we can't have that happen this year. We only play them once. We play them at their place. You know, our goal is to sweep the state of Michigan because we only play Michigan once, and it was at their place. And so we know that these are tough challenges to play on the road, but when you have a veteran team, you need to be able to take that on the road, that confidence. And we are playing well right now, so we need to take that on the road with.
Hawkeyes, of course, with that big dominant performance over Penn State on Saturday, 108-67. And as she mentioned, it's the only time, just like with Michigan, the Iowa women will play Michigan State this year, barring, of course, another meeting in the Big Ten tournament coming up. So important for Iowa to get the win. Michigan State's been an up-and-down team. They beat Indiana. They lost to Wisconsin. They played Iowa State earlier this year. It didn't sound like they were at full strength for that game. So kind of an up-and-down team this year for the Michigan State women. We'll see how things play out tonight in East Lansing, but that game is 6 o'clock tip-off on BTN Plus tonight, if you are so inclined to check out Caitlin Clark and the Iowa women tonight. Three other games in the Big Ten: Purdue hosting Nebraska, Penn State hosting Minnesota, and good game. Two ranked teams playing tonight. Number 6 Indiana playing at number 21 Illinois on the women's side of things tonight. We've got Big 12 women's basketball for you here on KGYM tonight. The Iowa State women, 18th in the country, taking on Oklahoma State. Both teams at 3-2 in the Big 12, so important for maybe future seeding in a Big 12 tournament scenario. Cyclones at home have been really well this year, 7-0 on the season on the home floor. Iowa State has won the last two meetings with the Cowboys in that series with Oklahoma State. So look for that tonight here at our airwaves, courtesy of Learfield Sports. We'll have it for you starting at 6 with the pregame and 6:30 tip-off for Iowa State and Oklahoma State. I believe that is also an ESPN Plus televised game for you Cyclone women's basketball fans out there. 2:22 here at KGYM. It's Spencer at Sports with you here on a Wednesday afternoon. We'll take a quick timeout. On the other side, we'll dive into the NFL, maybe explore our poll question a little bit, cover some of the biggest headlines in the league right now as we get set for the divisional round of the playoffs. That and more on the way right here on the gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And winter weather advisories will go into effect later today as rain, ice, and snow lead to slick conditions for the evening commute. We're going to start off with some rain initially this afternoon, changing over to some freezing rain and sleet. There will then eventually be some snow mixing in, but there could be some minor ice accumulations leading to slick conditions on the roads. We then will have the potential of seeing a couple of inches of snowfall accumulation as light snow persists into Thursday morning. That's your latest Iowa's News Now. Now, weather first forecast.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings in velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 12 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cedar Rapids and East Central Iowa and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Johnson County provide children facing adversity with strong and enduring relationships. Bowl for Kids' Sake is back, and it's their biggest event. Form a team today and bowl for Kids' Sake.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
The bank here is now the bank here, here, and here. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a new third location in the heart of Kingston Village in Cedar Rapids. This new location, focused on commercial and private lending, demonstrates Fairfax State Savings Bank's dedication to growing alongside you in the corridor. Fairfax State Savings Bank, in Fairfax, Amana, and now by appointment for commercial and private lending in Cedar Rapids at their new Kingston office, Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At IowaOpioidHelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit IowaOpioidHelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Westwood One has all the excitement of the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. On Saturday, it's the Jaguars and Chiefs, followed by the Giants and Eagles. Then another doubleheader on Sunday, featuring the Bengals and Bills in the AFC and the Cowboys and Niners in the NFC. From the wild card round all the way to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona, the NFL playoffs are right here.
Hear the NFL playoffs right here on the gym. That's right, we got it for you Saturday and Sunday. We'll join Saturday's coverage in progress after Cyclone men's basketball at Oklahoma State. Full day of football. Afternoon and evening, I guess, football for you on Sunday. Looking forward to it. Divisional round, championship games next Sunday, then the Pro Bowl, stuff like that. And the Super Bowl on the 12th in Glendale, Arizona. State Farm Stadium, home of the Arizona Cardinals. 319-366-1600. Spencer at Sports, back with you here on a Wednesday, 18th day of January of 2023. Poll question, remind you of that again at KGYMRadio.com, and your thoughts welcome as well on the text line. Which underdog? What happened to the computer in front of me here? I clicked something. There we go. You ever have that? I know you, the common listener out there, are not on the radio, so this probably does not happen to you, but you're clicking, you inadvertently click something, and then the screen gets all... It didn't go black on me, but it, like, did that thing where it's like, hey, do you want to put the two, like, screens next to each other, like on a Windows machine? That's what we have here, Windows. Yeah, it just did that, and I wasn't trying to do that, so I must have touched something. And, now we're back to normal. So I hope you enjoyed that peek behind the curtain, everybody. But anyways, poll question at KGYMRadio.com. It throws you off. Isaac's looking at me like I'm crazy, which you know I am, Isaac. You've been here very limited amount of time, and you should already know that this show can get off the rails fast, and it's your job to somehow keep me on task, which, you know, you're learning, so we'll give you a pass today. But anyways, the poll question at KGYMRadio.com, which underdog has the best chance at winning outright this weekend? Jacksonville, New York, Cincinnati, or Dallas? Which underdog has the best chance at winning outright this weekend? Again, we've had votes for Cincinnati. We've had votes for New York. I'm not making my picks yet. I'll make my picks on Friday. I did pretty well on Friday. I think I only got the, if I'm picking straight up, if I'm picking against the spread, I was terrible, 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 terrible year, especially on the Emil's Hideaway pick six in the gym class. Like, yikes. However, I did pretty well picking straight up. I'm not making those picks yet. I'll do that Friday. But I want Jacksonville. I've said this before. I'm a big Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne fan. Fan of those guys. C.J. Beathard, lots of Iowa ties to that that team in Jacksonville. I just think the Chiefs are too good. So I think Jacksonville, if I'm answering this question, is out. I'm intrigued by the Giants, partially because I've seen them upset top seeds before, Green Bay Packers, in the playoffs. So I could see why people would pick New York. Dallas could, especially if they can force Brock Purdy into mistakes, make him look like a seventh-round rookie quarterback, if that makes sense. No disrespect to Brock Purdy, obviously, because he's played out of his mind, shown a lot of good things this year. Dallas could. Cincinnati, the big thing with Cincinnati is offensive line. They have some serious problems, injury issues on the offensive line. If they can't run the ball, and it's just Joe Burrow, I mean, you know, if you're going to give anybody a chance, Joe Burrow whipping it up to Jamar Chase and and T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. you know, I'm taking my bets with Joey B, but I'm kind of leading New York. Maybe I'm feeding in the Danny Dimes hype a little bit too much, but I'm kind of leading New York. If I had to answer the question, which underdog is the best chance at winning outright? The Giants play the Eagles tough in Week 18 with Davis Webb as their quarterback, resting a lot of their starters. Brian Daboll did the smart thing, unlike Brandon Staley, and rested his starters in that game against Philly in Week 18. And they played well. Now, was it just a 1 week, you know, kind of, you know, yeah, we're rested, we're ready. The Vikings, you know, they had been, no offense, Viking fans either, fraudulent all year. Was it just the matchup, New York against the Vikings? Or is this a sign of, okay, the Giants are really going to do this. They're going to do what they did with Eli Manning twice and go on a playoff run. I think that's a question we're going to get answered here this weekend. But I'm between New York and Cincinnati. Out of those two, which do I like better? Just from a personal, I am a fan of this team. Cincinnati. Joey B, again, something about that 2020 class of quarterbacks. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. I mean, if Jordan Love ever saw the field, I'm sure I'd like him. And he, you know, did well, too. Something about Joey B and Justin Herbert, that big fans of those guys. And if I had to pick one just based on personal preference, I would choose Cincinnati. But those are my two. Those are my two, I think, for weeding it down to out of the four options, Giants and Bengals. I think the Cowboys playing on the road, I think they can. I just think the Niners are They've got a good recipe going here. And I think my initial thought is to pick the Niners straight up in that one. But you can answer that poll question at kgymradio.com. Again, which underdog has the best chance at winning outright this weekend? Jacksonville, New York, Cincinnati, or Dallas? We ran through the point spreads a few moments ago at the top of the show, but Kansas City favored no matter where you look, looking at different sports books here this afternoon. 8.5 there, 7.5 for Philly. Anywhere from Buffalo now moving up to about 5, 5.5, depending on where you look. And San Francisco still about 3.5 here today. So that is the latest on the divisional realm. We'll preview it more, of course, tomorrow and Friday as we get set for the games themselves coming up Saturday and Sunday afternoon. One of the other big stories focusing more on the NFC North is the Chicago Bears officially introducing now, I guess, former Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren as their new president and CEO of the team yesterday, and ESPN's Michelle Steele filed this report from Chicago.
The Bears have the first pick in the 2023 draft and the best running quarterback in the league in Justin Fields, who will start to see a familiar face in the building this year. the Bears' new president and CEO, Kevin Warren, introduced at Hallis Hall Tuesday.
We're going to build an incredible franchise. I came here to win championships.
Fields was the Ohio State quarterback who in 2020 became the face of an effort to try to convince Big Ten Commissioner Warren to reverse his decision to cancel the football season during COVID. Fields' petitions were successful, with his team ultimately receiving the Big Ten title trophy from Warren after the season was restarted.
What that told me about Justin is he's passionate. Now, my whole goal was trying to keep players safe. I appreciated him. To be able to take that leadership role.
Warren moves to the Bears after 40 months at the helm of the Big Ten, where he expanded the conference and negotiated a record TV deal. He said he kept tabs on Fields as he went to the NFL.
I called him on draft day. I was ecstatic when he got drafted by the Bears, because that's what you need from a leadership standpoint. But I have a strong personal relationship, you know, with him. He's talented. He's a leader. I love this passion. I know he's going to do everything he possibly can with the talent that he has to be a leader, and he wants to win championships.
Warren, who becomes the first black president of the team and first outside hire in that role, knows that the Bears' job is to win championships, and he'll be a sounding board for GM Ryan Poles, who he will now oversee. But he says his sole focus is to get a championship-caliber stadium to the Chicago area. Soldier Field is currently the smallest NFL stadium.
And ESPN's Michelle Steele from SportsCenter reporting on Kevin Warren's introduction as the new president and CEO of the Bears. Sticking in the NFC North, as some news according to the NFL Network, Ben Johnson is a hot name in the coaching ranks. He is the Lions offensive coordinator, getting some traction in NFL head coaching searches this offseason, but no worry, Lions fans, he's going to stay in Detroit at least for one more season. Johnson informing teams per NFL Network that he has told them, the teams that are interested in his services as a head coach, that he is going to remain as the Lions offensive coordinator. He already had interviews with both the Colts and the Texans for their head coaching jobs. Johnson was also slated to interview for the Carolina Panthers job as well. Lions having a solid year, strong year on offense. Jared Goff cutting down on mistakes, looking like a former number one pick in Detroit, and developing some strong weapons there in Detroit. Jared Goff, third best passer rating of his career, 99.3 passer rating. Jamal Williams had a great year. Amon-Ra St. Brown, second year receiver out of USC, having a career year as well. So they will get to run it back and maybe push for a playoff spot this year in Detroit. But Ben Johnson is staying with the Lions at least for one more season. We talked about the Eagles and their opportunity this Sunday. We finally get to see them in action, them and the Chiefs here for the first time this postseason, as the number one seeds now are in play in the NFL postseason. And questions still regarding Jalen Hurts' health as the Eagles get ready to face the Giants. ESPN Eagles reporter Tim McManus talked more about what we can expect to see from the Eagles QB1 this weekend.
Everybody around here has that right throwing shoulder on the mind, including people close to Hurts. And he's been telling him that he feels fine, though they wouldn't expect anything else knowing the way that he's wired. Bottom line is he played through pain in that regular season finale. Coach Nick Sirianni saying that they're fortunate that they had a bye week and that Hurts should be healthier because of it. But to expect them to be fully healthy at this point is probably a stretch. Talking to Dr. Brian Sennett, he's the head of sports medicine at Penn Medicine, he said that it's not really realistic to think that he will be symptom-free over the next several weeks, adding that every time that he gets tackled or sacked or falls on that shoulder, you run the risk of aggravating that SC joint. So it comes down to management and being smart when you run the football. Hurts in the first game against the Giants, very efficient in the ground game, 7 carries, 77 yards, and it was the threat of him running that opened it up for the rest of the offense, including Miles Sanders, who had 144 yards and 2 touchdowns in that game. So Hurts is going to have to strike that balance between protecting himself and keeping the Giants off it.
ESPN Eagles reporter Tim McManus talking about Jalen Hurts and his health status heading into the game against the Giants this weekend. The other number one seed in action in the divisional round this weekend is those Kansas City Chiefs. And Patrick Mahomes' media availability yesterday weighed in about having a rematch with the Jags. This time in the divisional round, these same two teams met back in Week 10, and the Chiefs got a 10-point victory out of it. How are the Chiefs approaching this? Here's what their QB1 had to say.
I think the only difference is they might just have a little bit more confidence just because they're winning football games right now. But they're a talented team. I knew that the first time we played them. You can see the talent that they had. They were flying around to the football. They made a few mistakes here and there, and that's why we kind of got the win the first time. But we understand how good this football team is and how much of a challenge it's going to be for us to go out there and try to find a way to get a win. And so we're trying to prepare ourselves the best way possible that we can find a way to win it there on Saturday. They're a fast physical team. They fly around. They fly to the football. I'll try to protect my receivers the best I can. But we're going to still be aggressive. We're going to throw the ball down the field when we get the opportunities to. It's all going to start with up front, our guys blocking their defensive line, which has a lot of great players there. So I'm just going to do whatever I can to have success every play that I get the opportunity to. They have a great football team that's been playing playoff football for over a month now. So they understand what it takes to win, and we have to go out there and do whatever we can to do what we can to win.
And his counterpart, Trevor Lawrence, talking to the media as well, says he's of the understanding that this game could be a shootout coming up on Saturday.
Playing a team like them that has a great offense, a high-powered offense that can score a lot of points, and even if your defense is playing well, you got to score to beat guys like this. Just when you got especially a guy like Patrick over there. So, you're aware of that, and there's definitely some stuff we left out there and excited to get another opportunity. It's going to be fun.
Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence there talking with the media. Again, a game between the Chiefs and the Jags. 3:30, first game of the weekend. That'll be coming up Saturday, 3:30 start time with the Giants and Eagles to follow, Bengals, Bills, and 49ers, Cowboys on Sunday. 319-366-1600 at 2:41. We'll take another quick timeout. A little bit more football news to get to. We'll dive into a little bit of NBA and more from the sports world on the way here. Spencer at Sports with you here on the Gym.
Life's twists and turns can sometimes set you back a step. But at DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. When calamity strikes, having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. In 2022, a U.S. Federal Reserve study found that 32% of Americans, as many as 1 in 3 adults, would struggle to cover a $400 out-of-pocket emergency. At DePaco, we're on a mission to change that, one member at a time, so that each of us is prepared for the unexpected. Today, more than 41% of DePaco members are ready for the next storm, with at least $400 in savings to cover potential expenses. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. When our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
Find your style with Patriot Lighting ceiling fans from Menards. Choose from our huge selection of in-stock options. Patriot Lighting ceiling fans add elegance to any room and can help reduce your energy cost year-round. We carry a great selection of different styles and finishes, so you're sure to find a look that's right for you. Save big money on Patriot Lighting ceiling fans. You can also view all our lighting options and ceiling fans today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This summer, just say, what the fun, in a rugged, fuel-efficient Honda SUV, America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker, and have whatever fun you want. Camping, water skiing, a 12-game round-robin travel ball tournament crisscrossing the entire region. What the fun indeed. New Hondas are arriving daily, so get to your Central Midwest Honda dealer today. Honda gets the Midwest. Based on EPA estimate of model year 2020 large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy. 2021 EPA Automotive Trends Report, November 2021.
For your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
The football season is always exciting. Coaches getting hired, players getting traded, free agents moving to new cities. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/max. Once again, that's ziprecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Back at 244 with Spencer on Sports here on a Wednesday, 319-366-1600. A couple days away from your next chance to win in the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 each Friday just after 340 during the football season on the Gym Class. We pick 6 games. We give you an opportunity to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway if you pick the correct picker, person picking games, me, Dave Alec, Scott Unesh, Mark Dukes. You get to pick from one of us. If we have the best record in the week, that person who picks the picker gets the $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway in Cedar Rapids. Another chance to win coming up on Friday with our pick six. Winding down on the pick six. For some, we don't want to see it go. For others like me who have been terrible since week one, I mean, I'm not going to miss it. Maybe I will. I will miss... you, the listener, having an opportunity to win. That is what I will miss. I will not miss being terrible at picking against the spread. That's my homework for this offseason. Get better at picking against the spread. Writing it down now. 319-366-1600. Gym Class coming up between 3 and 4. The Todd Brommelkamp Show coming up between 4 and 6. We'll get you what's on tap here for the rest of our local shows. Some news in from the University of Iowa. I think this was known by most Iowa fans. I saw some folks talking about this on Twitter a couple days ago. But the Iowa men's basketball game against Illinois, set for Saturday, February 4th, is now sold out per a press release from University of Iowa Athletics. The game is a 1:30 tip-off. It's the only meeting between the Hawkeyes and Fighting Illini in men's basketball this regular season. And if you were looking to get tickets to that game, well, it is now sold out for the game on February 4th. So good to see a sellout. That's a good rivalry. Illinois has had the upper hand of late. Kofi Coburn is not there, but Matthew Meyer is playing some really good basketball for Illinois. Ways away from that one, but we'll talk, of course, more about that as the game gets closer. Speaking of schedules, saw this. I jokingly mentioned it to start the program. We're not a Pac-12 station here. Very few people have interest in the Pac-12. But being that this is a college football safe haven, we talk about college football whenever there is news. I'd be remiss if I did not at least mention that the Pac-12 schedule is out. I know Big 12 fans are still waiting for theirs. They're still formulating that schedule for the upcoming year, but the Pac-12 schedule is out. Some intriguing non-conference games starting the season. You've got Arizona and Oklahoma State. Auburn is traveling to Cal. Who decided Auburn needed to travel to Cal? I don't know, but they are playing each other. Colorado taking on TCU right away in week one. You've got the Oregon Ducks heading to Texas Tech. Of course, you have Notre Dame and Stanford, USC and Notre Dame. You have a rematch between Florida and Utah. Wisconsin taking on Washington State. Of course, Wazoo went into Camp Randall and won earlier this year, so maybe we'll see this past season, I should say. Maybe we'll see a repeat there out in Pullman. And then Michigan State, after losing at Washington earlier this year, they get the return meeting here for the 2023 season. I mentioned briefly one of the big storylines in the Pac-12 is going to be Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, coming in. I'm sure if you're on social media, you probably saw the video. And I never thought I'd be hearing this name again, but there's a video going around of Tim Brewster. Remember Tim Brewster? You all remember Tim Brewster. I mean, he's still a coach, so we can't really qualify him as a remember some guys candidate just yet. But He's apparently the tight ends coach at Colorado. I knew he was still around. You know, you can't keep a guy like that, you know, away from the game. He's been a lifer for a while, but there's a video circulating of him trying to fire up the team. I watched it once and just started reminiscing about good old Timmy Brewster up there in the Twin Cities, but very passionate gentleman. Just say that. Look for Tim. Just if you go on Twitter or Facebook, I'm sure it's I saw it via Barstool Sports, so I'm sure if you follow along with their content, you should be able to find it. But Tim Brewster in Colorado. Tim Brewster and Coach Prime on the same staff. I wonder how that's going to work out. But Colorado, their schedule, they've got a tough one to start 2023. Now, granted, we don't know how some of these teams are going to be. On paper, though, it looks like Coach Prime's got his work cut out for him. I mean, Colorado does, regardless, considering they went like 1-11 this past year. So the turnaround is not going to be instantaneous for the Buffaloes, but I mentioned their game at TCU. Of course, TCU loses quite a bit from their national championship run. Max Duggan is gone. Kendre Miller is gone. Quentin Johnson is gone. Of course, you don't know how the team is going to look with transfer portal and recruitment and such, but that should be an interesting one in Fort Worth. You get the renewal of the Colorado-Nebraska series in week two. That is in Boulder. Colorado State was one of the worst teams in D1 this past year. So I'm not saying, you know, Colorado State is going to, you know, it's going to be a good matchup, you know, nonetheless. But that's a rivalry game. It's always fun with rivalry games. Then to open Pac-12 play, Colorado and Coach Prime are headed to Oregon on September 23rd. And then they play USC on September 30th. So you've got... I mean, Nebraska should be better, right? You'd think with Matt Rhule, the players he's brought in, week two, going to be hard to judge, I think, but that's a tough schedule. The only win, and I'm not going to guarantee it, but Colorado State, probably, considering how not so good the Rams were in 2022, but... TCU, Nebraska, Colorado State, Oregon, and USC to open the Coach Prime era in Boulder. That's going to be one of the big storylines. Of course, USC going to be one of the favorites. Oregon, too, with Bo Nix returning. Should be a fun Pac-12 season. You want to stay up late and watch the Pac-12 on your TV. 2:52, we'll take a quick timeout. Back to wrap it up after this.
Bonus days are back for pros at Lowe's. You earn points and save when you buy the top pro brands you trust, like DeWalt. Right now, you can save $100 on the powerful DeWalt 8 1/4-inch carbide tipped portable table saw. Was $3.99, now just $2.99. Join today and shop bonus days, only at Lowe's. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, valid through 120, subject to change while supplies last. Visit Lowe's.com/MVPsBonusPoints for details.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
And just like that, we're back, 2:53 with Spencer at Sports here on KGYM. Back tomorrow at 2, covering the biggest stories from the sports world, reaction to Iowa women and Michigan State, looking at the rest of the college hoops landscape, NFL previews, and more. Whatever is happening in the sports world, we try to cover it all in one somewhat neatly packaged hour of radio here on KGYM. We'll get you what's on tap for the rest of our local shows here momentarily. Quick look at the NBA from last night. Kind of a light schedule, but good slate of games tonight. Yesterday, Bucks have been without Giannis and Chris Middleton they've been without Chris Middleton for like almost 2 months now, maybe 2 months plus. They got a big game from Jrue Holiday, 37 points in a 130 to 122 win over Toronto. San Antonio beating Brooklyn 106 to 98. Denver beating Portland 122 to 113. The Joker, Nikola Jokic, 36, 12, and 10. Another triple-double for Nikola Jokic, getting the Nuggets past the Blazers, who got 44 from Damian Lillard. And then Philadelphia beating the Clippers last night 120 to 110 behind 41 from Joel Embiid. Tonight, on a regional scale, you've got the Timberwolves taking on the Denver Nuggets tonight, and Keegan Murray and the Kings taking on the Los Angeles Lakers tonight down in L.A. Other games on the docket tonight in the NBA. You've got the Knicks and the Wizards, Atlanta and Dallas, Luka and Trae Young going at it tonight. That is, I believe, one of the ESPN games tonight, if I'm not mistaken. Charlotte taking on Houston, also Cleveland and Memphis. The Pelicans and the Heat, the Pacers and Oklahoma City. You know, the Pacers still waiting for the return of Tyrese Halliburton, dealing with some injury issues. He's, as far as I'm aware, still out for the Pacers. Indiana taking on the Thunder tonight. And then the Clippers, again, taking on the Utah Jazz. Isaac, I know you're a Jazz fan. You watching Jazz Clippers tonight? Yes? You probably? Okay. Isaac is the resident Jazz fan. So I need a Utah Jazz update, Isaac, I will go to you. Maybe a playoff preview if they get there. So we'll keep Isaac's Utah Jazz in mind. We are friendly to all teams. If you're a Charlotte Hornets fan, whatever, you want to weigh in, you're welcome here on the show at 319-366-1600. Quick look at hockey last night, too. The Blackhawks winner over Buffalo 4-3. Minnesota beating Washington 4-2. Kind of a light schedule in hockey tonight. Pittsburgh and Ottawa, Boston and the Islanders, Colorado and Calgary, Dallas and San Jose, and then Tampa and Vancouver tonight as well. That'll wrap it up for us. Gym class on the way between 3 and 4. Mark Ironside joining the show today, talking some wrestling on the show today. Good one with Todd today after 4. He's got Todd Brommelkamp show coming up between 4 and 6. Rick Brown, former Des Moines Register sports writer, joining Todd at 5 to talk about the Chris Street documentary that's going to air on Big Ten Network tonight at 8 o'clock. Also, today is Wednesday, meaning wager-wise, coming your way at 5:30. And don't forget, we have Iowa State women's basketball taking on Oklahoma State with coverage starting at 6. Have a great rest of your day. Be safe on the roads. We'll talk to you tomorrow, too.